Welcome to Cars and Coaching, the podcast where we combine our love for cars, medicine, and self-development to get you to the life that you deserve. Hey guys, welcome to the first podcast of Cars and Coaching. I'm your host, Dr. K. Thanks for joining us. This is our first episode, or our inaugural episode. And if you follow me on Instagram and the other social media accounts, you know that I'm always saying, in order for you to grow, you need to get out of your comfort zone. And this, my friends, is me getting out of my comfort zone to be able to go ahead and do a podcast, to be able to take what we do on Instagram, which is a much smaller scale, and expand that into podcast form. I know a lot of you have been asking for it. And the purpose of this is really, you know, a couple of things. Number one, we really want to have fun. We want to be able to go ahead and combine our love of cars, medicine, self-development, and be able to have fun while we sit around and talk about those things. Number two, I think it's important for us to be able to go ahead and pass knowledge on from myself and from the experts that we hope to have on the program, to be able to go ahead and share that knowledge so that you can get the skills that you need to improve on a daily basis. If you follow me on Instagram and other channels, you know that one of my big things is self-development. And the important thing is to be able to go ahead and find the tools that helps you get 1% better every single day. Today, unfortunately, we don't have a guest. We're just kind of introducing, number one, myself, for those of you who don't know me, and number two, what we're going to do on the podcast. So as I said, I go by Dr. K. My real name is Michael Kulish. Grew up in Chicago in the Ukrainian village. Come from immigrant parents who came from Ukraine. I'm the first generation here to this country. Went ahead, did all of my schooling in Chicago. Originally in the Ukrainian village, as I said, we did move out to the suburbs, western suburbs of Chicago for high school, went to Loyola University for college, and then to Midwestern University for medical school. My medical training is in emergency medicine, did a residency in the inner city of Chicago, and am board certified in emergency medicine. Shortly thereafter, went ahead with three other classmates and people that I did residency with, and we started an emergency medicine practice out in the western suburbs of Chicago, which I did for a very long time, up until 2010, when I became the chief medical officer of that health system that eventually got taken over by Northwestern Medicine. And for the last year, I've actually been doing consulting. So if you follow me, you know that my passion is number one, self-development, but number two, also burnout. I know myself in 2010, I kind of burnt out when I went from clinical medicine into the CMO role. I didn't know that I actually was burnt out, but in retrospect, I probably was, and did a lot of self-development to be able to help the physicians. You know, get a lot of questions, why did you get into medicine? It's actually a... To me, it's a funny story. It may not be a funny story to you, but when I was 13 years old and lived in the inner city of Chicago, I was deciding between being a lawyer or being a physician. Got on the bus, went to the courthouse, watched a court case, didn't interest me, and decided to be a doctor. So I went ahead and actually pursued medicine from that point. So as I said, originally wanted to be a plastic surgeon. So one thing in life that we talk about is, you know, we tend to have a plan or a blueprint. And we say, this is what my life is going to look like. So my blueprint when I was going into medicine was all laid out. Nice. The I's were dotted and the T's were crossed. I was going to be a plastic surgeon. I was going to marry a blonde model. I was going to have two kids. I was going to live downtown in a condo. And I was going to have one Mercedes to drive to work in and one Porsche for the weekends. Life doesn't always work that way. I didn't end up getting a plastic surgery residency, ended up being an ER doc. I married a redhead instead of a blonde. I have one kid instead of two. And somehow at one point I ended up with 22 cars. So it's kind of hard. So sometimes, you know, the important factor there is that you set up the things that you want, but sometimes they don't end up exactly the way that you want them. So going back to being a chief medical officer, at that time I gave up all of my clinical work in 2010. Prior to that, we did about 25 years in the emergency room, and I thought that was enough. And administration can be rewarding, but not as rewarding as actually when you're a physician is taking care of patients. So I started actually doing coaching because that's my way of actually giving back to people and helping them in a way similar to medicine, although not even close to being an ER doc. So that's one of the reasons why I went down that path. Why self-development? For those of you that are physicians, you'll understand this. For those of you that are not physicians, you may not understand this. But when we as doctors go through training, especially in the olden days, there were certain things that we were trained to. And those things are never to show your weakness. We had a lot of autonomy. We always had to be correct. And what that tends to breed in terms of a leadership style is a very command and control leadership style. And especially in the ER, a lot of things are command and control. Because obviously when somebody comes in with a gunshot wound or there's a code or there's a cardiac arrest, that's not the time to sit around and get a democratic vote on what you're going to do. You need a very command and control setting, which is fantastic. But if your command and control spills over into your daily life, or when I went into the C-suite and said, this is going to be easy, everything's going to be command and control, I'm a doc, I'm going to tell everybody what to do, it doesn't work that way. So that's what really forced me a little bit to go into that self-development realm and truly understand things that you hear me talk about on Instagram a lot, which is emotional intelligence, the ability to understand your own emotions, understand the emotions of others so that you could relate to them. So we came through and actually did a whole program, which I'm sure some of you have heard about, called the My Focus Model. And in the My Focus Model, which is something that we'll touch on, it might be the skeleton of the podcast in the sense that it covers really every aspect of your life. The My Focus Model, each letter stands for something. The first M is for mindfulness. So you need to have mindfulness. You have to be present in the moment without any judgment. You have to be able to control your awareness and then control your focus and your attention. The M is also for mindset. You have to understand, what type of mindset do you have? Do you have a fixed mindset? Do you have a growth mindset? Because really, the way you look at the world is the way you react to the world. So how are you looking at certain things? The third M is habits. I did not flunk English. I know that habits begins with an H, but it fit there nicely. But really, 40 to 50% of what you do on a daily basis is driven by your habits. So if you don't understand your habits, you don't understand how you're actually reacting. When I talk about habits, we're not talking about going to 7-Eleven, buying a Mountain Dew and a box of Ho-Hos. That could be a habit. But what we're really talking about is your emotional habits or the way you react to certain things. Under the My Focus, the why is for you. Because if you're not going to change, nothing is going to change. So how do you talk to yourself? What's the chatter in your head? And we're going to kind of unravel a lot of those things as we go through many different podcasts. The F is for fitness. And fitness really has three components. The first one is physical. So how do you sleep? How do you eat? How do you nourish yourself? How much do you exercise? Extremely important. Also under fitness comes emotional fitness. So what are those 10 cognitive distortions? What's that chatter in your head? Are you constantly catastrophizing? Are you constantly labeling people? We tend to unravel all of those things. Also under fitness is spiritual fitness. And not religious, not that I'm opposed to religion. Religion is very important. But when we talk about spiritual, we're talking about your values, which can come from your religious beliefs. Your values are going to determine some of the decisions that you make in life. So you need to truly understand those. The O is for others, and that's the emotional intelligence piece. We've already touched on this, right? Emotional intelligence truly means having intelligence concerning your emotions. How do you understand how you feel and behave? That allows you to understand how others feel, empathy, or behave, and then relationship management. How do you go ahead and bring teams together? How do you go ahead and influence people? C is career. What is it that you want in life? What do you want your life to look like in 5 years? The U is the ultimate reason why you do things, and then that's your purpose, and then the S is strategy. So that's the model that we use. That'll be kind of almost the skeleton or the backbone of some of the things that we do. in the podcast to give you some of those skills needed, because our belief is really you first need to be able to lead yourself if you're going to want to lead others. And I think these are the types of skills. If I had to go back 20, 30 years, maybe even more, 40 years, these are the things that I would like to have known, because they make life so much easier, right? Your net worth is related to your network. And the only way you have a good network is if you have a lot of emotional intelligence. So you start melding all of these things together, and they tend to be important. One of the other things that we talk about is actually burnout. And burnout's a huge problem. It's been around for a long time. First got named in the 70s by Freud and Berger. They started talking a lot about it in the healthcare sector, but it's everywhere. It doesn't have anything essentially to do with your career. It could be students that are burnt out. That's medical students. It could be kids in college. It could be people that stay home and take care of loved ones that are sick can get burnt out. And burnout, really, you get to the point where you're actually exhausted. You're exhausted mentally, you're exhausted physically, you end up being cynical, you end up being negative, and you feel like everything is hopeless. So we'll touch a little bit on burnout too, which is one of my passions. So that's the medicine piece, the self-development piece, and the burnout piece. And the last piece that we'll tie into it all is actually cars. Thus, cars and coaching. So how did we get into cars? Going back to my blueprint. In my blueprint, remember I said I had two Mercedes, or a Mercedes and a Porsche. I always wanted, prior to finishing medical school, I said my first car was going to be a Mercedes convertible. So I was going to go ahead and get an SL. And I did. I think I was 28 or 29, and I got my first SL. And I was relatively happy with that, because I went from a Nissan Pulsar, and you guys got to look that one up, because I don't think a lot of people remember what that looked like, to the SL, which was a huge jump. And lo and behold, when my son started growing up, and for those of you who don't know, I only have one child. It's his son, Michael. He's in medical school. And as he started growing up, we went from that one car to a Porsche Panamera. And shortly thereafter, we went to after the Panamera, when I sold my company, we went to a Bentley. And then at some point, it just continued to grow, and we ended up collecting a lot of cars and have been blessed to be able to afford the cars. And it's not having the cars. What's really important is the ability to network with the cars. And we have met so many great people through the car world. As a matter of fact, the gentleman sitting on the other side of the camera, Elia, is somebody that we met through the car world. So we made a lot of different connections, and I think the car world really has a lot to offer. My son and his friend started a charity that helps underprivileged kids and kids with cancer, and we utilize the cars to do events to be able to get money. So the cars are going to definitely be a portion of this discussion. So as I said, we ended up at one point having 22 cars, and we've been kind of cutting back ever since. But again, not all about the cars. It's really about the relationships. And especially for me, I've been extremely lucky having only one kid. The cars really bonded us. And to be able to do something with your son is truly important. And that goes to the emotional intelligence piece that we talk about. You know, there's a saying that the quality of your life is directly proportional to the quality of your relationships. And I think that's extremely important. You really need to work on the things that are important. So it doesn't matter whether or not it's a Ferrari or a Honda, as long as you have those same interests and you're able to pull those relationships out from that, I think that's probably the most important thing. And again, you know, for this first one, wanted to give you a little bit of background. It's not so much that I'm giving background to say, hey, look at me, I'm a doc, I have cars, I have all of these things. No, it's for you to understand that when I'm talking to you, you have a good understanding as to where I'm coming from and the things that I've been through. And we'll share a lot of struggles and the things that actually got me to the point where I'm at. One of the things that we talk about, if you follow us on Instagram, is where we talk about, you know, when you meet somebody, you want to make sure that you're interested and not interesting. Well, this talk by me was me being interesting only to give you the understanding of where I'm coming from. So I think it's important for us to be able to differentiate that. I think I'm really excited moving forward to have the podcast. As I said, please DM me on my Instagram. My Instagram's a little bit clunky. It's Dr_Michael_Kulish. But please go ahead, DM, and tell me what are some of the things that you would want on the podcast. So again, we'll be talking about cars. We'll be talking about self-development. We'll be talking about medicine. We're going to bring on as many people as we can that are specialists in that area. Continue to follow us on Instagram. You can follow this on YouTube or wherever you get your podcast. And we're really excited. And we're going to put this first one to bed.